بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Around 1979, we were in the company of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. It was the first Hajj, and obviously the first Hajj is a very exciting and a beautiful experience. Not very far from our tent in Mina was the tent of Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. That was that Hajj where all the awliya, buzurgan adin that we know of and we speak about presently, nearly all of them were present. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib was there. The Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah was present. Various great awliya, buzurg of Bangladesh, Maulana Hurmuzullah, and other khulafa of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah were also present. As we are passing the tent of Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana was lying on his pillow, quite deep in the sleep. So we saw, perhaps it was an Iraqi that was crawling into his tent. Aged, maybe he was in some pain and he was crawling. And he came on the other side of that pillow. Maulana was on one side. This person came on the other side. And he just placed his head on the other side of the pillow. And the next moment he was no more. So all this happened in front of us. So when I see the spectacle, I think perhaps that Iraqi had made dua, Allahumma tawaffana ma'al abrar. Let us die with the abrars. Abrar is very high ranking awliya ikram. He must have made that dua, and what a beautiful place, Mina, part of Makkah Mukarrama, and he passed away in that state. Just did his Hajj. The day of Arafat is over. 10th of Dhul Hijjah is over, and now the 11th or the 12th, and he just comes in and places his head on the pillow and is gone. Khuda ke pyare ho gaye. Allah Ta'ala grant us a beautiful death in every respect. It must be beautiful, easy, and a death that we long for, we aspire, enviable death. This life must come to an end. Nobody that came to this earth was here forever. Nobody. You can't show me anybody who remained forever. In the same safar, same 79 safar, many occasions, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to come to Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. It was the ways of these awliya. They would see each other, they would visit each other. No one would keep himself exclusive and think to himself that people must come and pay me a visit. Al-mutahabbina fiyya wal-mutazawilina fiyya wal-mutazawirina fiyya. Visiting each other just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Loving each other only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Was so prominent, so clearly visible. When we were on that safar and in the company of the awliya, and we should think that this day will never end. Will this such a day, such a beautiful day, with such beautiful awliya ikram all around the world, were so much spoken about, and will this time ever end? We couldn't imagine that this time will ever end. But then few years down the line, then see one is going away, and the second is going away, and the third is going away. Then we left totally broken. But it is the love, the mercy, compassion of Allah Ta'ala that takes us through. But in their lives, there are very, very great lessons to be learned. One is the incident, and one is what we see in their lives. So there are great, great lessons for us to be learning, seeing their lives, how they conduct themselves. There was the same safar. There was another buzurg from Bangladesh. So his name was Hafizi Hujur, that's how they used to call him. Whatever his right name was, Allah Pak knows. But he was prominently known as Hafizi Hujur. Because that one buzurg, Mawlana Hurmuzullah, that used to fast throughout the year. When we had seen him, he was about 82 or something. But at that age, walking normally fit and fasting throughout the year, besides the five forbidden days, but every day he's fasting. So this Hafizi Hujur, he also came to Hazrat Imam Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah. For some reason they are all liking and respect for him. So he asked some personal questions. One of the questions that he had asked in our presence was that the Iranian state calls him, refers to him for some important mashwaras, they consult with him. So should he attend, should he go through them? Seeing that they are Iranian, coming from that background, whatever background they're coming from, but should he also continue, seeing that they are asking for his advice? So Hazrat Rahmatullah just looked down for a few moments, and then he says, Aapas mein tahasud hai, tabahuz hai. These are the proximate words I can still remember. There is a mutual enmity between us and between them. For whatever reason, Allah Pak knows. So it doesn't seem that there's going to be any good that will come out of this. So you see, he's the level of respect and muhabbat, understanding with each other was such. So straight away he says, well, then I've left this out. Although they should fly in special jets just to receive him for the conference and return him. But he said, when Hazrat said this, immediately said, no, I've cancelled my intention completely. Respect, the muhabbat, the understanding that they had, that is something for us to emulate, something for us to admire. On one occasion when Hazrat Ji was more Abrar Sahib had come, so Hazrat related one story. He says that the king had seen a dream. He sees a platter with all types and sizes of fruits. Green, ripe, half ripe, small, big, huge, large. So a platter, and over the platter is all these different types of fruits, different sizes, different colors. Right? And over the platter is a cover. And then from above, a knife comes up, knives come down, and indiscriminately it is cutting those fruits into pieces. The king, seeing this dream, it was so real, so true, he was really anxious to know what is the meaning of this dream. So he called his cabinet and asked them, can you explain me the meaning of this dream? مَا نَحْنُ بِتَأْوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَالِمِينَ أَدْغَاسُ أَحْلَامِ. We don't know the science. This may be just a medley of thoughts or passing your minds, so don't take it serious. He said, oh, I seen this, I saw it very, very graphic, very, very clear. And it's so clear that I want to understand what is this all about. So nobody can give an explanation. King fell into a rage. And he says, that until the meaning of this dream is not explained to me, that nobody can light a fire in his home. Oh, it's a royal decree all announced everywhere. Everybody is in a panic state, can't do anything about it. In the meanwhile, one youngster has just completed his army service. After 3 years, he's returning home. So as he comes to the house, so he insists on his mother that, "I want some home food. I've been in the army 3 years, so I was eating army food. Now some rotis and spoil me a little bit." Mother says to him, "Can't do it." "No, you have to do it." "No, you can't do it. If I'm going to prepare this food for you, obviously it's going to be on the stove, olden days, and then the smoke is going to come out. I'm risking my life, I'm risking your life. Ma, whatever the consequence, I'm prepared to face the consequence, but just get this food done, you know. I came after 3 years, and what aspirations I came with, now you're killing all my aspirations. How can it ever be?" Anyway, ma ki mamta, the mother's love, you know. The mother becomes blind with the child's love. Whatever the child wants, and she will prepare. So she had to prepare the meal, and within minutes the police were there to apprehend them, summoning to the king's court. So the young soldier says, "All right, just spare me 3 days. In these 3 days, I'll go investigate. I'll try and find out the exact meaning of this dream." So he goes high and low, first day, second day. Before the end of the third day, he comes across one young child, maybe 8-9 years of age. She looks quite cute, intelligent. So he asks the child, "And where's your mother?" So she says, "Well, my mother, she's gone to double the singles." Acha, very, very cute. Reply is cute. "You are cute." "And then where's your father?" "Well, my father, mitti ko mitti se milane gaye. He went to add soil to soil." Alright, even more exciting, more interesting. What's going on here? In a few moments, the parents of this child were there. So he speaks to the parents and says, "You know, I found your child very cute, intelligent. So I approached him and asked him these questions. First question was, where's your mother?" He said, "No, doubling the singles." "So, what does she mean?" He said, "No, I am a midwife. So I double the singles. I help with the deliveries and double the singles, obviously." "And father, mitti se mitti ko milate hai." And he's adding soil to soil. What it means? So now he is in the burial service, so he buries the dead, sand to sand, came from sand, going back to sand, mixes the sand to the sand. Alright. So she must be the right candidate. I must ask her the meaning of the dream of the king. So he asked this child, "Alright, what is the meaning of this dream? This is what the king had seen. But you understand things at a different level. Not at an ordinary level. You are something different. So you learn, you understand things at a different level. So I need to understand, give me an explanation to this." So the child says, "See, the platter refers to the surface of the earth, and the fruit is the human being, right? Because the human being is the fruit of the earth. The main product of the earth, the main product is the earth. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا." So everything has been made for mankind. So man is the main product. Man is the main fruit of the earth. What is the produce of the earth? Mankind. You don't look at everything else. Like if someone is doing fruit, right? He's doing some fruit farming. So What are you doing? I'm doing lychee farming. He will not say, I'm doing leaf farming or timber farming, etc. Although the lychee tree will have timber, it will have leaves, it will have branches, he will not speak about it. What will he speak about? I'm doing lychee farming. So that's the fruit. So the entire world, there's a lot of things that we see, we come across, we enjoy. But what is the net product of the earth is mankind. That is the net product. Right. So therefore, she says that men, this is man, and men are all different sizes, colors, shapes. Right. Someone is fat, someone is thin, someone is tall, someone is short, someone is middle-aged, someone is advanced in age, someone is young. But then Malakul Maut comes from above, and indiscriminately he takes someone that is young, someone that is old, someone that is short, someone that is fat, someone that is advanced in age, someone that is young. So indiscriminately this happens. In the process of coming to this world, there is a sequence. Right? First, the great-grandfather will come, then the grandfather and the father, then the son, then the grandson, and the great-grandson. So there's a sequence in coming to this world. But is there a sequence in leaving the world? Does Malakul Maut say, last to come in, so the first out, or last out? There's no sequence. Though it may be that the great-grandfather is still alive, but the grandson is going first. So there's no sequence in leaving the world. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was approached by the Khalifa Mansur. And the Khalifa Mansur had a dream, and he had seen Malakul Maut, the angel of death. So he asked, obviously if anybody sees Malakul Maut, then the question that he will ask is, and when? That's the obvious question that you ask. What else you ask? Can't ask him, we'll be going for a cup of coffee. Can't ask him for that. Not going for a meal. To spurs or something. Not going for that. The obvious question that you'll ask him is when? Where was Kabir, right? Until when? Allah Ta'ala bless us with a good death. We have to leave. There's no difference of opinion in the fact that we have to leave. But what is of essence is how we live. Do we live with beauty, with a smile, that we are looking forward, anxious to this day, or we are avoiding this day? We're looking forward to this day, or are we avoiding this day? Imagine that person that looking forward to marriage, never did any haram, nothing that was immoral, immodest before his nikah. No fiancing, nothing, absolutely nothing. No WhatsApping, no fiancing, no correspondence, not seeing each other, not trying to pass the house and catch attention, nothing, absolutely nothing, absolutely clean, pure, absolutely pure. So, such a person, and then he got the girl of his heart's desire. So, how forward does he look for that day? How forward does he look for that day? That becomes the best day of his, right? But it is only with the will of Allah Ta'ala that that day becomes the best day of his life. You are working towards it, you are making an effort, then it is likely that day becomes your best day. But Allah Ta'ala wants you to strive, to work towards it. And when you work towards it, He makes things happen. That's the pattern of Allah Ta'ala. You work towards something, you strive, then Allah makes it happen. Don't you see, you're striving to pass in the exams, matric exam, you're working consistently, diligently, focused, Allah makes it happen. You're working in your shop, trying to make it work, Allah makes it happen. Whatever you're striving for, your heart and your soul and your mind, then Allah Ta'ala makes the dream comes true. But you have to work, you have to strive, you have to be committed. When it's just a matter of time, and Allah Ta'ala will make it happen. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is too big for Allah Ta'ala. Allah can make everything, anything can make it a reality. But He wants you to strive, work. Work and I'll make it happen. Rewards and a good death and a good ending is not just a jackpot. It can come for anybody. One person, he saw his friend and he says to his friend, you know what, I had a dream that I must take you for Umrah. So the friend says, wait, you don't kid, you're kidding with me now, you know, I'm a gunegar like me and you seeing dreams about myself, and didn't think much of himself. So no, I'm sure genuinely I saw you and I was told that I must take you for Umrah. Anyway, he insisted, kept on insisting, and then got his passport ready, got his visa, everything, whatever else, took him for Umrah. Made the Umrah, etc., etc. Did Medina Munawara, came for Umrah. And then he said, all right, now we just got about half a day left, and then we'll be leaving. All right, let me just go and make one Umrah. I've got half a day, and there isn't a crowd, so just to go to Tan'im and come back, just about half an hour, I'll go there, come back here, I'll do my Umrah. So he went to Masjid al-Tan'im, put on his ihram, did his Umrah. Then he said, alright, let me just see, there are two more rakats. Dil yaha par laga hua hai. My heart is attached to this place here. So just give me the chance that I read two more rakats. Never see the place, first time he comes, heart got attached. I mean, the heart got attached now, he don't want to leave. Let me read the two more rakats. Alright, I still got an hour, you can take your time, read your two rakat namaz. The right at the Maqam Ibrahim, he put his down, head down in sajda, and he was no more after that. Right at Maqam Ibrahim, put his head down right in sajda and gone. So they tried to figure out what this chacha was doing to earn this type of a death. Right at Maqam Ibrahim, got his head in sajda, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, as though the Quran was just being revealed for this person. So they did a discovery, they found out that this person here took care of some orphans. He heard of some orphans. It's an aged woman, 70, 75 years of age, and she was taking care of 8, 9, 10 orphans. So she was doing this. So this man here, 35 years of age, so he said, I'm not a wealthy person, but I can do this much, at least arrange the food, make the food arrangements. So once or twice in the day, he would make the food arrangements for these orphans, 8, 9, 10 children. Every day, diligently, whether it's a weekend, weekday, you know, to be committed to that level, whether it's a weekday or a weekend. Nobody wants to hear anything. But this man used to say, no, I'm going to take care of these children here, and I will do it. Whether it's a weekday or a weekend, and I will do it. I will see to it. Orphans, because they don't have a father, they don't have a mother. This old lady is taking care of her. So all I can do is just take the responsibility of this person's food. I did it. Then they asked the lady said, no, every day I should make dua, every for this youngster. I should make dua for him. O Allah Ta'ala, let him die in Makkah Mukarramah. Let him die in front of your house. For the care he's showing to these orphans, Allah Ta'ala, you show him your special affection. See? So ye dua lete hai. We get these duas. Mangte nahi. One is to ask, alright, person ask for dua. That's also good. But greater than that is when that person's heart is just flowing out. I must make dua for this person here. So leaving this world is a reality. There's no two ways. You have to leave. But what arrangements? What preparations? What arrangements? When we are going for a holiday or for a trip somewhere, so there's a lengthy preparation. Lengthy preparation you make. that we have no problems in the journey, the comforts, the hotel, the bookings, the stay, the food, everything. Everything is arranged, right? So that in that duration of the holiday, we don't have any hiccups. Now, this is not just a holiday. It's an end. It's not just a holy day. Lover can make it the holiest day. The best of the day, he can make it. Nothing is impossible. So, this Khalifa Mansur had seen Malakul Maut in his dream. And the obvious question was, that was to be asked is when. So Malakul Maut just did this. Ishara said, Kaam liya. He just showed his five fingers. That's all Malakul Maut did. Now, he's a Khalifa, he's the king of the time. He became more anxious now. What is the meaning of this? I'm asking him, and he's doing this. Was he wanting to slap me? That I didn't ask the right question. Or what is the meaning of this dream? Well, someone says, no, you got 5 years. Someone says you got 5 months, 5 weeks. Someone says 5 days. Obviously, they can't say 5 hours because 5 hours already passed. So everybody is taking a chance. Came to Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, and this whole dream was related to Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, that this is what happened. So Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi says that this is from the five things that Allah Ta'ala says, that this is exclusive with me. Inna Allaha indahu ilmu sa'a. Qiyamah, when it's going to happen, Allah Pak knows. The whole world is working towards Qiyamah, right? Coming to an end. And even science also, they can understand, they do say now, that the world is moving towards an end. Because the energy, etc., scientifically it's proven, is getting depleted. So at some point it will be depleted, that's the end, that will mark the end. When the energy is, they will talk in the same scientific language, but it comes to the same thing, we say that there's going to be Qiyamah. And now they have proven that this world has to come to an end, right? So the whole world is coming to an end, and Allah Ta'ala has not disclosed this information to anybody. Why Allah Pak knows best? We can't demand Allah Ta'ala, why did you conceal this information? You should tell us, you don't have the right to ask. It's my world, and I run it how I want to. But you take instructions from me. You don't need to know the philosophy of my actions. Yes, you need to know my commands. The philosophy, what's the philosophy, what's the mystery behind? That you don't ask. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي أَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ. You don't ask me. I want, I will let you know. But you don't ask me. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي أَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Philosophy, Allah knows. Why and what by, that's not your business. You just take instructions. Some things the senior reveals, right? And something he conceals. He doesn't reveal everything. And why he conceals, that's his prerogative. You can't ask him. You don't have the right. Imagine a small little garden boy, right? Youngster, you just took him to do your garden, right? And he wants to know, in the second day of employment, he wants to know, yeah, boss, what's there in your vault? I want to know. Say, if you know what's good for you, you do your work. You have no business to ask about this thing. Don't you say that. It's a personal thing. So you take it so personal. Whereas he is an asset to you, and you're not an asset to Allah Ta'ala. What you're doing is your own good. So where do you have the right to ask Allah Ta'ala? And what is the philosophy of you concealing this thing? It's concealed, it's blocked off, just leave it blocked. You don't try to experiment this thing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. And exactly, precisely, the rain, how much, where, when, what will be the level of the rain, all the details pertaining to rain, nobody knows. Right? With scientific instruments, you may know, right, you can understand, right, it's going to come, be a heavy downpour, but Allah knows for years in advance that this was what's going to happen. Which scientist can show that? With some instruments everybody can make out. instruments or signs, everybody, even an animal can make out. You'll see wild animals or birds, and there's a heavy storm, all of them, an hour before the storm, all are running and flying towards the nests, towards some sanctuary. They, you know, they can see it. So what the scientists made out, nothing, not a big deal. Birds can make it out, wild animals can make it out. It's not a big deal what they made out. That is, through signs they make out certain things. Here, without the signs, Allah Ta'ala knows exactly this place, for this amount of time, this is what's going to happen. That knowledge is just exclusive to Allah Ta'ala. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. Then the third knowledge that is exclusive with Allah Ta'ala is the knowledge of the wombs of every creation, be it a chicken, be it a man, be it an animal, be it a bacteria, be it whatever. But from the day of inception or conception, right to the day of delivery and right to death, the whole itinerary of this thing here is known only by Allah Ta'ala. Who can say that I got that knowledge? After some time, that thing is, the fetus has grown, is showing out, so the doctor will say that. Even other person, anybody can say, alright, he's got one or you got two. They can show it. It's not a big deal if the doctor showed something. Right? If his scanning machine saw something, that anybody can show. Right? So, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَمِ. But to have the total itinerary from the day of conception right till the day of delivery, and total details that this is a boy or a girl, right? From the day of, which doctor can show that? From the day the child was conceived. Can anybody show that? Nobody can show that. They can only after the features have come up and all that, they can say, oh, so larka lagta hai, to larki lagti hai. They can, after they saw the features and all that, then they can see. But from the day of conceiving, can they show? Nobody can show it. Allah Pak says, I know it from then. Right to the end, exact, total development, child will be deformed, will be retarded, will be like this, like that, whatever. But Allah Pak knows absolute, complete, totally itinerary knows. Down syndromes, how is he going to be? Will he be a righteous child? Where is he going to be living? What will be his rosy like? What will be his occupation like? What his age will be? Every detail Allah Pak knows it. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُمْ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى. And what you're going to be getting for tomorrow, what you're going to be earning tomorrow, that also nobody knows. Right, you've got an idea, alright, I'll go to business, I'll do this work here. But exactly what's going to happen tomorrow to you, you don't know. You know, a lot of times you see a person with a very, very tight schedule, you know, running from one business to the other and all that. And then you hear suddenly he's got a heart attack and he's gone. Young person, 35, 40, 45, 50, gone, class. Don't you hear that? But what are plans he had envisaged? I'm going to do this, I'll open up this thing here and that will happen. I'll fly here and I'll get this business done. So there's so many plans up his mind, and then in the midst of his plan, the empire says up, right, God. He just says, just raises his finger and he's got marching orders, God. Can you contest that? That is the empire you can't contest. Malak al-Mut says this, right, finished, gone. You can't contest. You can't. What you want, you can cry, you can shout, you can offer, whatever you want. Nothing. No, word doesn't work with him. Your crying doesn't work with him. Your appealing doesn't work with him. When he says the game is up, that you've got marching orders, you leave the ground straight. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُمْ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And the last thing is, which earth and which time, earth, place, condition you're going to die. What condition you're going to die, which land you're going to die, which place and how, which, what will be the condition around the time. So this complete detail, how exactly you're going to die, where you're going to die, that is also known only by Allah Ta'ala. So when Malakul Maut did this, right, he says that this is amongst those five things whose knowledge is only exclusive to Allah Ta'ala. Nobody knows about it. And I say that when Allah Ta'ala kept this knowledge exclusive to him, so this is also a blessing. It's a blessing that he kept it to himself. Because if every one of us knew, alright, you got 5 years, you got 2 days left, you got 1 month left. I say, will it be a pleasant place to be living in? You know, this is the itinerary, I got 1 month. Will you have any joy, any happiness? So the happiness is in that ignorance. So Allah kept you ignorant. So you understand that every type of knowledge doesn't have to be good. So some knowledge is kept away from you, brings about the cheer, the happiness, the beauty of life. But if the knowledge of everything had to come to you, then you couldn't be living here. لو تعلمون ما علمتم لو تعلمون ما علمتم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. If you know all what I knew, then you would have been different people. You couldn't manage it. It was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's magnitude that he had all his knowledge, a lot of knowledge that Allah has blessed him, more than every other creation, that he could still carry on like a human being. The best, the greatest knowledge Allah has blessed him, but he could still manage. But every person, can he digest these things? So it's a blessing that Allah concealed this away from us. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, let us make the appropriate preparations, and let this leaving of ours be a beautiful experience, most beautiful that you can ever imagine.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعافية اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأهواء والأدواء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اے پاک پروردگار ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہمارے خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما. یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہے، سیاہکار ہے، خطاکار ہے، مجرم ہے، محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے اللہ ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او اللہ forgive all our sins, forgive the sins of our parents, forgive the sins of our wives and children, forgive the sins of our relatives, forgive the sins of our friends and associates, forgive the sins of our asatiza and mashayikh. Allah forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, whatever difficulties and hardships we are experiencing, the blockages that we see in our lives are a result of our sins, O Allah forgive all our sins. Allah forgive the sins that we did knowingly, forgive the sins that we did unknowingly. O Allah forgive all our sins and clean us from all sins. O Allah save us from the punishment of the qabr. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min azab al-qabr wa na'udhu bika min azab jahannam. Allah save us from the punishment of jahannam, save us from the azab of jahannam. Rabbana asrif anna azab jahannam, inna azabaha kana ghurama, innaha sa'at mustaqarra wa muqama. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnatil hayati wa fitnatil mamat. O Allah save us from all fitnas. O Allah save us from the fitnas of this life, and O Allah save us from the fitnas of death. O Allah save us and protect us from all fitnas. Protect our families, protect our asatiza and mashayikh, our children, our friends, our relatives, and the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik lana fil mawt wa fi ma ba'd al mawt. O Allah bless us with a beautiful death. Allah bless us with an easy death. O Allah bless us with the death of iman, a death of sunnat, a death of taqwa, a death of zikr. When we are taking your name, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let it not be that the angel of death finds us in the dens of vice and haram. O Allah, let us be in ibadat, let us be in your zikr, let us be happy to meet you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are pleased to meet us. Allah, take us in this condition that we are pleased to meet you and you are pleased to meet us. Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyami yawma alqaka fi. Allah, make the best day of our lives that day wherein we come to meet you. We are pleased to meet you, O Allah, and you are pleased to meet us. O Allah, better bless us with this beautiful death, the death of the awliya, the death of the anbiya, how the awliya leave this world. Allah bless us with that type of death. Allahumma zuqna hubbak. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka habba ilayna min anfusina wa ahlina wa min al-ma'i al-barid. O Allah, bless us with your muhabbat, bless us with your pure love. Although we are not fit for this, O Allah, our hearts are not clean for your love, only out of your fazl and grace, O Allah, bless us with your love. O Allah, make your love more beloved to us and more enjoyable to us than cold water on a hot sweltering day of heat, when there's so much of heat, how a person desires and craves for cold water. O Allah, make us crave to take your name, make us crave for your ibadat. O Allah, grant us that enjoyment in our ibadat. O Allah, bless us with the halawat of iman. Allah, bless us with the sweetness of iman. O Allah, bless us with the sweetness of iman. Bless every one of us, O Allah. Do not deprive us from your favors. Allah bless us with the barakat of Ramadan. Allah bless us with the blessings of the Quran. Bless us with the blessings of i'tikaf. Accept our ibadat. Accept our du'as. Accept our i'tikaf. O Allah, although it is not fit for acceptance, only out of your grace and your mercy, Allah bless us with acceptance. Crown our amal with acceptance. And bless us all our, accept all our du'as. O Allah, bless us with the choicest gifts which you give to your selected servants. Allahumma atina afdala ma tu'ti ibadaka as-salihin. Allah, the choicest and best gifts that you give to your selected and pious servants, Allah, bless us with those gifts, O Allah. O Allah, to the barakat of this majma, to the barakat of the pious people in this majma, O Allah, they are old people, they are young children, they are huffaz, they are ulama, they are people who are teaching hadith, O Allah, people who are tahajjud guzar, people who are zakir, those who are arif, O Allah, to the barakat of someone, Allah, bless us with the choicest gifts which you bless to your pious servants. O Allah, bless our parents. O Allah, have mercy on them. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O Allah, those who have passed on from among our parents, Allah, bless them with the highest stages in Jannah. O Allah, fill their qabrs with nur. O Allah, give them the best reward on our behalf. And those who are living, O Allah, grant us the tawfiq to take their du'as. Grant us the tawfiq to make their khidmat. O Allah, make us the coolness of their eyes. O Allah, bless them with good health and long life. And Allah, bless them with all the good of this world and all the good of the hereafter. Our mashayikh, our akabir, our asatida, those who have passed on, O Allah, Allah, give them the best reward in their qabrs. O Allah, give them the highest stages in Jannah. O Allah, bless their qabrs with noor and light. O Allah, you give them the best reward on our behalf. And those who are living, O Allah, make their fuyuz am and tam. O Allah, increase their knowledge, increase their perfection. Allah, give them good health. Protect them from all forms of fitnas. Bless them with all the good of this world and all the good of the hereafter. O Allah, bless us with Jannat. Allahumma inna nasaruka ridaaka wal Jannah. O Allah, we ask you for your pleasure and for Jannat. O Allah, be pleased with us. اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط بعده ابدا. O Allah, bless us with your perpetual pleasure, that you never ever be displeased with us. Allah, bless us with Jannat. Allah, save us from Jahannam. Allah, save us from the azab of the qabr. Allah, save us from all difficulties. Allah, save us from all hardships. O Allah, save us from losing your favors and ni'mats. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Let it not be through our shukri and our ingratitude. Allah, we lose your ni'mats. O Allah, save us from losing your ni'mats. Always keep your favors upon us. O Allah, always be merciful upon us. Give us the tawfiq to make zikr. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to make shukr. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, you give us the tawfiq these mubarak days, these mubarak nights. O Allah, bless us to remember you as we ought to remember you. O Allah, bless us to take your name in the manner that we ought to take your name, with love, O Allah, with respect, O Allah, with shauq and with muhabbat and with lazzat. O Allah, you grant us the tawfiq of making the tilawat of the Quran in the manner that we ought to make the tilawat of the Quran. O Allah, accept all our ibadat. Ya Allah, humne se jo makhruz hai, urski qarz ki sabil peda farma. O Allah, those who are in debts, O Allah, those who are in financial constraints, O Allah, you open up the way for them. O Allah, bless them with barakah. O Allah, open up the floodgates of your barakat and the floodgates of halal rozi, Allah. O Allah, remove all the financial constraints, all the difficulties, all the hardships. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ash-shiqaq wan-nifaq wa su'i al-akhlaq. O Allah, we seek your protection against disunity, O Allah. Allah, unite our hearts. Unite the hearts of the families, O Allah. Unite the hearts of the spouses, O Allah. O Allah, unite the hearts of the ulama. Unite the hearts of people who are involved in the work of deen. O Allah, unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, we seek your protection against hypocrisy. Let it not be we say one thing and do something else. O Allah, grant us sincerity. O Allah, grant us humility, all the good qualities, all the good akhlaqi hamida. O Allah, you bless us with all the good qualities. Remove all the dirt and all the filth and all the evil and bad qualities from our lives. Allahumma hadina li ahsanil akhlaq la yahdi li ahsan illa ant. O Allah, guide us to the best of character. No one can guide to the best of the character except you. Wasif anna sayyaha la yasifu anna sayyaha illa ant. Ya Allah, humme se jo bimar hai usko shifa-e kamila ajila mustamira naseeb farma. Ya Allah, whatever sickness, whether it be a physical sickness, whether it be a spiritual sickness, whether it be a weakness in character, O Allah, you grant complete shifa. Ya Allah, those who are in any difficulties, any hardships, remove their hardships. Ya
Allah, those among us who have reached the age of marriage, or who have children who have reached the age of marriage, Ya Allah, you bless them with pious and suitable spouses. O Allah, those who are desirous of children, Allah, bless them with pious children and pious offspring. Ya Allah, those who have got children and their children are disobedient, Allah, turn the hearts of their children. Allah, change the hearts of their children, make the children the coolness of their eyes. O Allah, bless the children with tawfiq and hidayat, and bring them on the straight path. Ya Allah, the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they are in difficulties, wherever they are in hardships, O Allah, change the conditions for them. Bring about favorable conditions. Allah, bring about afiyat. O Allah, bring about salamat. Ya Allah, those who are in fear, replace their fear with safety and security. Ya Aman al-Khaifin, those who are in difficulties, O Allah, open the floodgates of your rozi and barakah for them. O Allah, those who have become shaheed, accept their shahada. O Allah, accept their shahada. And those who are grieving, Ya Allah, console their hearts. O Allah, remove the tears from their cheeks and bring a smile on their face. Console their hearts. Remove all the sorrow and all the grief. The ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they are in difficulty, O Allah, remove all difficulties. O Allah, bring about favorable conditions. O Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every ummati, O Allah, every Muslim throughout this world, protect them. Protect their children, protect their wives, protect their respect, protect their properties, protect their businesses. O Allah, protect the masajid. O Allah, protect the madaris. O Allah, protect the maraqiz-e-dini. O Allah, protect the tablighi jamaat, those who are out in the path of Allah, protect them. O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect the harameen. O Allah, protect masjid-e-aqsa. O Allah, protect masjid-e-aqsa. O Allah, protect masjid-e-aqsa. And free it from the control of those who have usurped it and those who have taken it away unrightfully. O Allah, bless us with all the good Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for his ummah. O Allah, bless us with all that good, all those du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for his ummah. Bless us with all those du'as, all the mischief and evil Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought protection from. O Allah, protect us from all that mischief and all that evil. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kulli ajrihi wa ajri ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kulli ajrihi wa ajri ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillah.